4 show. And on this month's show, we're going to be looking ahead to Saturday's matches in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Coming up, we're going to be joined by the managers at Frickley Athletic, Pickering Town, Yaxley, Cone, Dunstan and Soham Town Rangers. But before that, it's to Leek Town. Leek Town this weekend will be travelling to NPL Premier Division side Basford United. And to hear now the mood in the camp, on Friday morning, I caught up with the manager at Harrison Park. It's a welcome back to the show to Neil Baker. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and a big game this weekend against Basford in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. But before then, let's talk about the second qualifying round. What a performance at Market Drayton, especially for Tim Grice. I mean, how was the afternoon?
Well, it was a good afternoon when you went by that scoreline. We played well, and Market Drayton are having a difficult time at the moment. So we felt for them on the day. You know, they've changed the manager, the super chairman there. He did it the right way. We played properly. And obviously Tim Grice took all the plaudits with his goals. But it was a good all-round team performance, Ben.
And speaking of the team performances at the moment, I mean, it's been a decent start for Leek Town in the new West Division. What do you make of the division? Because I'm looking in and around the playoff positions and the automatic promotion spot. There's not a lot separating everyone, is there? I mean, it's awfully, awfully tight and competitive.
Yeah, it's tough, very tough. We knew that from our opening games. You know, we played Warrington Rylands first game and got beat. We played Trafford and it was a tough game. We played Runcorn Lennox and we got beat. So we'd had a torrid pre-season, Ben, with COVID and isolation and injuries as much as anything, coming back from a long time off. And then, of course, we haven't played at Leek until last Saturday. We played two or three games at Buxton, who've been very accommodating, I have to say. But it's not the same as playing on your own ground. It's been over 12 months, believe it or not, since we played a home game at Harrison Park, and we had a setback with the new pitch. So it wasn't easy, believe you me. And we had to play 9 away games on the bounce, which we managed to win 7, drew 1 and lost the other. We're just now starting to settle down a little bit. But the other thing is, you don't gain any home advantage on your new pitch because we've hardly been on it. We've only trained on it twice and played on it twice now. So it's not a great advantage for us just yet. But we're really delighted with the facility and the pitch itself. It's not quite as I envisaged it to be. When it rains, it's a different surface altogether. We're really pleased, and you know, we've always tried and played the right way, and that'll help us to do that.
And I was going to say, I mean, it was that Kendall Town game, wasn't it? The first proper game back, and brilliant crowd, and that was followed up with the midweek game, wasn't it, against Prescott Cables? So good to be back in the town. Unfortunately, that doesn't help you this weekend in the FA Trophy, though, because it's an away game at Basford. What's your thoughts on the challenge of travelling to Nottinghamshire on Saturday?
Well, you know, it goes without saying it's a tough one, the League Ireland doing well. Funny enough, I know Steve from our days of being in the league, and we were going to play a pre-season friendly with them. But of course, we were so short of players, we had to cancel it, which was disappointing because I was going over and spend some time with him. And, you know, we're not playing on 3G pitches. They've been on it now a few years, and I was going to hopefully tap into Steve's knowledge of the pitch and hope that it might help us once we got our doors done. But that didn't happen. We couldn't raise a team that day, which was disappointing. But I'm looking forward to seeing him and playing the game tomorrow.
And just a final message as well, Neil. Like we said, the crowd's been used to travelling in this early part of the season. But how much are you looking forward to their welcome in the away terrace this weekend?
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect against Ken, because as I say, it had been 12 months and a lot of things can happen in 12 months and people change their habits and you just hope that they've missed it as much as we have. That proved to be the case on the Saturday. We got, I think it was 550 against Kendall and 450 against Prescott, which is terrific for us. You know, when the league shut down 18 months ago, was it? And we were playing, we got good gates. But of course, you know, there's a lot of football on TV and people can now go to professional games. So we weren't sure whether they'd still come and support us, but they have. And I can't speak highly enough of them. It's terrific support.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leek Town, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to another team in the West Division now, looking for a big scalp this weekend in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. That's Colne. And Colne this weekend will be travelling to Silverlands to take on Buxton. For more on this game now, on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Colne. It's a welcome to the show to Nathan Rooney. Well, Nathan, a big thank you and welcome to the show. Big game this weekend in the third qualifying round. Before that, let's talk about the second qualifying round. A brilliant victory at City of Liverpool. Easier said than done, but a great outcome there. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, afternoon was good. It was, as a group, it was. We actually had a week off prior to that game, and it actually showed on the pitch in terms of the speed of the play and everything else. But it just came at a good time after a couple of positive results prior. Yeah, we got what we needed from the game. They tested us in the last 10, 15 minutes. But it was something where we just needed to go there, professional performance, and luckily we got what we wanted. So yeah, and hopefully now can move that on and progress it.
And we've not spoke since your appointment, which was, when was it? It's 2020, wasn't it? So I mean, it's been
about 18 months, I think. Now
this season's been a long time coming for you, hasn't it? I mean, how much have you enjoyed it thus far? And you know, even the downs, how much have you enjoyed the ups and the competitive nature of the division as well?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a different year altogether. Obviously, we had, even though it was only short term last season, we felt it was quite successful, not just on the pitch but growing things off it as well. This year, yeah, with obviously the time that everybody's had, everyone's experience, everyone's probably managed it in a different way, and unfortunately we've come back and it's not quite happened. For whatever reason, we picked up a lot of injuries, like a few clubs would have as well. But we've tried to manage that, and I must say, after the last 6 weeks, we have picked up a few wins in there, and it's allowed us to be in the mix. And hopefully, this game tomorrow will give us that opportunity to reboot the confidence levels, and hopefully use maybe a positive performance against Buxton to help us go back into the league next week.
I was going to say, because you're not a million miles away, are you? Lots of managers are struggling with the same thing. It's after COVID, isn't it? Everyone's picking up injuries in a really significant way. So it's just about when you do get a little skip of momentum, it's about making use of it. And if you can make use of that, you're not a million miles away, are you, from the playoff line?
No, absolutely. There's always twists and turns. Everybody knows within the league. I think what I've learned with what we've got a great set of lads, and I think everyone will say that about their own teams, but what we do. And I think in terms of what we've managed with certain key members out, we've had to change the shape, we've had to move things around, and you've got to make them decisions to hopefully that it works for you. So, like I said, if all our talk tomorrow be about stepping on the pitch and doing things properly, like everyone demands, but realistically, we just want a professional performance, and we want to then allow the training week and preparation next week, which will give us a chance to get a few players back to hopefully get us back into the mix in our division. But by the way, that it is a very tough league this year, and the movement in there is a lot of very, very players. Even look at the League Two, there's players dropping out of League Two to come and play at Step 8 for whatever reason, which is a compliment to the level. So, yeah, that's where I'm at the moment with the group.
Obviously as well, I mean, we have to say, when I think of the possible ties of the third qualifying round, Buxton away, I don't think this is a controversial thing to say, I think that's the toughest one out of the lot, if I'm being honest at the moment. I mean, what's your thought on the actual challenge tomorrow at Silverlands?
There's no hiding away from that. They're, obviously, the goals that they've scored, even the FA Cup, I think that was 22 up to this stage, where they sit in the league. But I think also you upskill your game, you know what I mean? You use it as a challenge, an opportunity. Might be a tactical opportunity for me. It might be a physical opportunity for the players. And that'll be the message going into the game tomorrow. But realistically, I'm quite happy with the tie, because it's something where we can pitch ourselves off a poor 7 days. And like I mentioned a few moments ago, it could or it might not be the turning point for us. But what we will do is, like every game, we'll always turn up. Injuries, young players, everyone's got to deal with it. But I'm looking forward to challenging myself against Buxton from a management point of view. And at the end of it, we'll have a chat we'll feedback the game and we'll learn something from it, and hopefully it's a positive one.
Yeah, and my final question, Nathan, because that's Bob on that, because if I go back to many moons ago, the first qualifying round of the FA Cup, you nilled Stalybridge Celtic and beat them by 1-0 at Bower Fold. So you're more than capable, and that's what we're talking about here, isn't it? It's that step up, and your team's very capable of doing it.
I think so, yeah. I think we set a level of consistency out last year. Like I said, I've already touched on in terms of the short term, and we've tried to build the team on that and being quite defensively strong within our shape, and the stats have backed that up. But I think with the Stalybridge one, we played a different type of game. We loaded it. We put bodies in there. We rolled the sleeves up, and what proved to me was the group could win in different ways. And they'll have to have a bit of a blend tomorrow, because I know Buxton are a footballing team. If we want to go toe-to-toe, we've got to be brave. If we want to come off the game, we have to understand how long for. And against Stalybridge, we did both. But the goal actually came from a long throw, and we got that margin inside the box. So I'm looking forward to trying it in all different angles tomorrow. And yeah, it'll be a good day, it'll be a good trip.
Nathan Rooney there, manager Cohn, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the East Division now, and Dunstan will be taking on another NPL Premier Division side on Saturday in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy in the guise of Bamber Bridge. And to judge the mood now, at Wellington Road on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Dunstan's Chris Swales. Well, Chris, a big thank you for joining us, and big game tomorrow against Bamber Bridge. Before that, though, let's talk about the last big game in the FA Trophy for Dunstan. What a fantastic victory against Workington. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was an excellent performance. It's especially going away from home, you know, having played Worksop in the previous round. I know, look, it's not a priority. It's not Workington's priority as well, but we made a good game of it. Come away with a good win and a clean sheet, and I mean, maintained the run that we were on at the time. And obviously, even though the run has stopped so far, we're still looking to hopefully, you know, go into the next round, having done a good performance against Bamber Bridge.
It was a great run you were on as well, because following that game, you had 2-3-0 victories, didn't you? And then obviously you met Shildon, and that's what it is. But when we talk about the league position of Dunstan, you're in the mix, aren't you? That's for sure. I mean, how do you think the season's going?
I mean, after this really slow start, I mean, we've got the grips. And as I say, at the minute, look, we're doing okay. Job well done, but can do better. We really can. Very disappointing to lose at Sheffield last Saturday. You know, we felt we didn't do ourselves justice, especially on the back of the run we'd been having. You know, a distraction now from the league and the FA Trophy this Saturday. A good distraction, if I'm totally honest. And then away to Pickering, and then a couple of home games in the league after that. So, I mean, the next 3 or 4 games, and we can have a right good good show, like right good head of form. Could be in the trophy in the next round, and could be building our league position.
So what's your thoughts on the FA Trophy and this challenge tomorrow from Bamber Bridge? Because Bamber Bridge didn't have a good FA Cup run this year. So do you think you could be another banana skin for them in another competition?
Yes, we could, but make no bones about it. Bamber Bridge are the favourites. I mean, I've watched them. They're very good going forward. I mean, they do have a weakness like every other side. They're the league above us. You know, as I say, I mean, the front four are exceptional. I've been watching them. I've spoken to a few people about them. And we've got to be on the top of our game, you know, to get something against Bamber Bridge. But, you know, with the crowd behind us, home advantage. And hopefully, you know, we want to get back to winning ways as quickly as we possibly can. But it'd be a very difficult ask, and one but that will relish.
But that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you touched upon it already. It is all about the league form, isn't it? And making sure that the FA Trophy is that springboard into the next run.
Yeah, it's all about momentum, and make no bones about it. I mean, every game's difficult, and it's proved against... there's no bankers. It's proved against Sheffield away at their place last Saturday. Yeah, we'd love a good cup run, but as I say, our main priority is getting in the playoffs in our division. You know, we'll not be happy until we actually, when the season finishes, and we've got to be in that top five one way or another.
And you touched upon the fact it's at home tomorrow. How important is the crowd going to be for this one?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's great when you get the Dunstan packed. It's a great atmosphere for the players. We've had some good games and some good crowds in the last few seasons there. Just hope tomorrow it's another good day for the football club.
And looking forward to it. Last question, Chris. In the wind and the rain, looking forward to it.
Yes. Aye, and the wind and the rain, just as well as no snow. That'll be coming shortly.
That's next. Yes, absolutely. Chris, a big thank you for joining us and all the best this weekend.
Ah, you're welcome. Thank you very much, Ben.
Chris Swales there, manager of Dunstan, speaking to me on Friday. Let's stay in the East Division now, and Pickering Town this weekend will be travelling north to take on Premier Division side Morpeth Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And to hear now the mood at Pickering on Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome to the show, to Steve Roberts. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. Tough game this weekend in the third qualifying round, but you had a tough game in the second qualifying round, and what a result over Ramsbottom United. In particular, how was that afternoon at home to Ramy?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, you know, we're on the back of not the best league form, so it was nice to get away from the league games for a week. You know, I know how important it is to try and get wins in that competition for us as a small club. You know, financially, it's really important. It was a tough game, but, you know, luckily we came outside with a, you know, on top of the 2-1 victory. So, weren't pleased with the first half, that's what it was, and we're still 1-0 up at half time. And second half, we were a lot better, and we have come out 2-1 victors, which I think was fully deserved. So, yeah, you know, important for the, like I said, Chen was pleased. You know, it's just that good feeling of winning a game of football. So,
and then that obviously, like I said, takes us to Morpeth Town on Saturday. They've had some big news in the last 24 hours or so. That can work one of two ways, can't it, when the caretaker manager is made permanent. So how do you become a banana skin for Morpeth during this transitional time?
Yeah, I did notice that myself. Obviously, since he's coming, he has done really well. His results have been really good. He's turned the sort of fortunes of the team a little bit, you know, after a poor start on their part. But you know, it's similar to, I look at sort of Ponty in the FA Cup, I look at them in the FA Cup. You sort of have that where, you know, that we're going to raise our games. Players always raise their games, don't they? You know, end of the day, it's 11v11. So, again, it's a nice break from the league for us again, which is nice. You know, we've trained twice this week, trained really well. You know, we spoke about a game plan to try and go there and get a result. So we're not going to go there just to make up the numbers. You know, the way they play, you know, I've looked at sort of videos of them, and I always do my sort of homework on teams, and they are a good side to try and play, which would suit us. You know, we'll try and play as well. So we're just looking forward to it.
I mean, how important is it for Pickering Town? Because, you know, it's been a tricky start to the season in the league. We've obviously had COVID as well. So, you know, you're trying to get the team going in multiple competitions. So how much of a plus is this run that you're on at the moment in the trophy?
Yeah, it's a really big plus. Obviously, you never account for any sort of cup games when you do sort of your planning for a season budget-wise and financial sort of implications. So any sort of round you get through, you know, is always an added bonus that goes back to the club. So, you know, it's really, really important for a club of our size. You know, I do say it a lot to a lot of people. We're a very small club compared to clubs in our level of football. So we're sort of logistically tucked away a little bit, which makes it hard to attract players. But any money that goes into the club, obviously can go back. You know, you'll give me little bits if we do well towards the budget. And just a general run of the club, which, you know, I've got really good volunteers, really good chairman. You know, it's a great club to be around. I love it to bits. You know, I love being there. I'm sure that we can turn our fortunes around, and the cup is a great chance just to get that boost in confidence.
But if there's anyone who knows the non-league scene in North Yorkshire, it's yourself, isn't it? So, I mean, that's a plus, isn't it? The experience that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah. They have been around, obviously. Did a lot of years at sort of Scarborough, 5 or 6 years coaching at Scarborough. So, you know, I've done my sort of time serve, getting used to knowing players and knowing the levels of football, like you say. So yeah, I try to bring that to me. But, you know, I'm not a blink about it. It's a difficult job. I knew it was going to be difficult, but like I say, I don't shirk that sort of challenge. I still enjoy it, and I believe I can get this sort of fortunes right. It's more of a 2 to 3 year plan, if that makes sense, where I want the club to go. So, you know, I think we will get there in the long term.
I mean, when you look at the East Division and towards the bottom end of it, you've got Pontefract Coles, we all know how well they did against Halifax and Bridlington and Sheffield and Tadcaster and Lincoln United and Hebburn Town. I mean, it's ram full, and you're not cut adrift, are you? So that's what you need to do after this Morpeth game. It's a springboard, isn't it, the FA Trophy? So let's see what it does in the league as well.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I always look at that and, like you say, we're not adrift, and, you know, it's a crazy league where teams do beat each other, and, you know, daft as it is again. Last week, we sort of beat 4-0 by Cleethorpes. But, you know, even sort of their manager and their sort of players saying they couldn't believe that we're sort of near the bottom of the league where we've played. Just, it looks awful, the 4-0 and then. But sometimes games go like that when you go 2-0 down, don't they? And we're trying to chase the game. So, but yeah, we are still positive. The group's positive. And I think there is some strange results. And, you know, I believe we can. We've got a good batch of home games after this FA Trophy game. We've got 3 games at home in the league because, you know, that is important. We had a lot of away games at the start of the season. I think it's sort of 8 or 9 away compared to sort of 4 or 5 at home, which is difficult. So, you know, we need a good platform from Saturday, the cup game, and then kick on the league, hopefully.
Steve Roberts there, manager of Pickering Town, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to another team from the east section of the NPL now as they look to beat an NPL Premier Division side on Saturday in the FA Trophy. Frickley Athletic will be travelling to Radcliffe on Saturday afternoon in the third qualifying round. And to hear more now about how Frickley Athletic are feeling heading into this game on Friday morning, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Dave Frecklington. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us and a big match this weekend. Before we get to the Radcliffe game, let's talk about how you got to the third qualifying round. Brilliant victory away at Prescott Cables. How was it earlier in October?
Yeah, really good performance. Had to weather the storm and came under a bit of pressure, which was expected, with us obviously having, Prescott having a change of manager and always going to be a tough ask because they want to impress. But we've defended really, really well. Grew into the game and it was a really, really good professional performance. And, you know, the Bradley Wells scoring the winner from just at the halfway line. So, goal of worthy winning any game. So, yeah, never easy going Prescott. Obviously, a big gate on the day and a lot of things could have gone against us. But, no, we stood firm and got a well-deserved 2-0 victory and £1,500 in the bank.
Oh, brilliant news. And when it comes to the form heading into this game, Bit of a mixed bag, isn't it, really? But unbeaten in the last 3 games, but they've all been draws in the league. I mean, what have you made of it this past month or so?
It's been a tough period, really, since we had an unbelievable start. We won 4 out of the first 5. We were second in the league and literally lost half of our team overnight. We lost Kieran Wells to Staderbridge, our striker, and then we lost 3 players to injury. Couple were long term, and then another game we brought a couple more players in. We lost them in the first 5 minutes of the following game at Dunstan, so we were literally bare bones. And it took us a while to get back to things, and we had to kind of change the way we're playing and a new group of players. But we've just been really solid. We've been really hard to beat. I think that's 4 unbeaten and on the road, you know, in consecutive games, 3 draws, and obviously the win at Prescott. So 2 clean sheets in there. We just haven't been able to turn those draws into wins, but fine margins. So yeah, we're trying to, you know, turn those draws into wins, and but it's never easy.
That's going to be the case for every manager this year, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be difficult to string any wins, any results together, or any bit of form, isn't it, because of the injuries after the COVID layoff. So to be just, you know, a couple of wins away from the playoffs, that's good, isn't it? When you do get the form back up again and get those wins back on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think if any manager will tell you this year, I think the team that will win it will be the team that keeps a consistent team from game 1 to game 42. I really do believe that. Obviously, Mask and Liversedge are flying at the moment. Cleethorpes are picking up again. They've got a good side. And to be honest with you, I think the rest of the league are very much the same. You look at the teams that are of the records that they've got so far for 12 games, and very, very similar. I think 3 points, or I think 5 points, separate us to fourth place or fifth place off it in the playoffs. So yeah, to be where we are, we're kind of delighted with that in a roundabout way, and hopefully we can keep a consistent team now going forward.
Let's talk about Radcliffe then in the trophy. You mentioned Prescott Cables having a change of manager, having to deal with that. That's quite handy because Radcliffe are in between managers at the moment, and you've got Bobby Grant to deal with, not just as an interim manager, but also as a goal-scoring machine at the moment. I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge this weekend?
I think if we'd have had Bobby Grant up front for us over the last 4 games, we'd have won all 4. Not going to lie. You know, you don't... I'm not being funny. You don't really get those strikers at our level nowadays, and that's no disrespect to anybody in our league, but, you know, that's the difference from being a good team to being a a mid-table team in most levels. It's going to be a difficult task. Listen, they've got a really good side. We had them watch last week at Basford, and they've had a real good turn of results since Bobby's taken over. Look, we're the massive underdog. We go there to try and win the game. We're not going there just to make up the numbers. We want to go there, put a good account of ourselves on. And if we play to our potential, you know, we could cause an upset. There's no doubt about that. We'll have to defend well. We'll have to work as hard as ever and, you know, be a bit of luck and have a bit of luck on the day. But, you know, every team in the Northern Premier League are beatable on the day. It's just, you know, you have to be bang at it and hopefully... like I said, a bit of lady luck on our side. If we get opportunities, we need to take them.
And a busy week as well. You've got Liversidge next week in the league.
You know, that's what we're in football for. And, you know, we want to be challenging ourselves against the best teams in the league. Liversidge haven't lost yet. So, you know, we're hoping that'll be the first one against us next week in the league. It'll give us a good marker to where we're at, because we've had a lot of change since the start of the season, which I'm sure most managers have had, you know, this year. So... it'll be a good marker to see where we're at, because the last four or five games we've been very good. So, we're looking forward to Saturday first and foremost. If we can get something from the game, obviously get through. I think if we can get through the 90 minutes and then obviously it's penalties, then obviously, you know, if we can get in the hat, that'll give us extra confidence going into the Liversedge game.
Dave Frecklinton there, manager of Frickley Athletic, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the Midlands division now and to Yaxley. Yaxley this weekend will be travelling to East Anglia to take on Lowestoft Town of the Southern League. And to hear about the mood at the Cambridgeshire club heading into this game on Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Andy Fennell. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. So Lowestoft Town away on Saturday. Before we get to that game, let's talk about the previous round, the second qualifying round. A very good win over Biggleswade, 2-0 in early October. How was that afternoon?
Yeah, it was a welcome break from the league. We'd been struggling a little bit in the league, and obviously going into cup games, you can take yourself away from it a little bit and play against different sort of oppositions to what we've been used to in the northern sort of section. It was a good win. I might say it's comfortable, but we created quite a few chances and. We put the game to bed second half, and it was a nice victory for us.
And then two games after that, and two contrasting fortunes, really. I mean, Hales Owen, it's a hiding to nothing, isn't it, the way they're performing at the moment. But then bouncing back against Histon, so that's very much a positive in the past month, the Histon result.
I mean, obviously with Hales Owen, it's always a difficult contest against them. We was a little bit unlucky. We had a couple of hard chances before they scored. Bit unlucky on their first goal, but once they get their towers up, they're very difficult to stop. But then obviously going into the Histon game, a little bit of a six-pointer at that point, if you like, just to, we've struggled all season with availabilities and injuries and stuff, and, you know, we was on a hiding to nothing going there, but we got the job done, and it's certainly good for the lads. Just to prove that, you know, we're competitive at this level, and as the players are coming back in and the stronger we're getting, then hopefully the fortunes will change.
So then Lowestoft Town comes out the hat, and obviously they're one step above you in the Southern League Premier. So what's your thoughts on this game? Because they've not had the best of seasons thus far of Lowestoft.
Yeah, I mean, I look at them and they've conceded goals in games. But they've also obviously a very capable side. They've got some very, very good players in their team, you know, so it's a bit of a free shot for us, really, where the pressure's not on us. It's more so on them. We can go there and try and upset the apple cart a little bit, have a go at them. And if we can get into them and take chances, you never know. It's not an easy draw for us by any means, but it's a good day out for us at the same time as well. So we'll make the most of it. We'll enjoy it. Like I said, we're on a hide into nothing. We go there. We go there and do what we do and just see where it takes us, really.
I'm going to use a cliche and say the conditions might be a bit of a leveler. I mean, it's very autumnal outside, and it's going to be slightly worse, I'd imagine, by the Norfolk coast, the Suffolk coast. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the conditions tomorrow and how they could benefit Yaxley, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it levels it out a little bit. They've got some very good footballers in their team. We like to try and play as well. But if it's a case of going and grinding, we'll go and try and grind. It's, you know, you don't want to be on the coast when the weather's blowing at the best of times. So It might not be ideal, but it is what it is. It's there for both teams. You know, there's no favourable sort of conditions for one or the other in this game, I don't think.
And obviously as well, I mean, you touched upon the league form and, you know, you're not a million miles off the mid-table pack, are you? So, I mean, how important is the FA Trophy and this game tomorrow for just keeping that momentum going after the Histon game?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's good financially for the club. So that's always obviously the bonus of the being in the trophy in the FA Cup and things like that. And it does break the league up for you, especially when you've had a rough time a little bit. You know, it is something that we can look take completely out of context and go there and do what we need to do in a one-off game. With the league sort of situation, with getting those 3 points, it has propelled us up a little bit and got us back in contact with that mid-table group a little bit. So, but no, the trophies, it was a welcome break the first time round, and obviously this time round, it was it's a shame we had the win because you want the momentum in the league, but it's, like I said, it's a free shot at a team above, away from home. So we'll make a good day of it.
And final question, Andy. I mean, when we spoke earlier in the season, we were talking about, you know, what you actually can do and how good is it to be back playing football and that kind of thing. So you've got this FA Trophy game. Then you've got Belper coming next week in the league. This is what it's all about, isn't it? Big games like this.
Yeah, I mean, the Northern section doesn't seem to be an easy game. There's always one, you know, you go to the next one and, you know, they all seem to be doing really well. And but the big thing for us is we've had a lot of problems with availability and injuries. And they're slowly, you know, we're dribs and drabs of players are coming back in. So the squad's starting to get a bit more depth. And it's important for us to have a full-strength squad with a rebuild, which we did in the summer. You know, it's been very difficult, but, you know, every game's a tough game at this level. You don't get freebies, and we know that. We're aware of that, but we're more than confident that we could achieve what we want to achieve this season, especially now we're getting the players back.
Andy Fennell there, manager of Yaxley, speaking to me on Friday. And lastly, for this week's interview centred on the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, we're going to stay in the Midlands and to Soham Town Rangers. They're taking on Nuneaton Borough on Saturday afternoon in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And to hear more now about how Soham Town Rangers are shaping up heading into this game, on Friday I caught up with their manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Robbie Mason. Well, Robbie, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, a big congratulations for getting through to the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Let's talk about the second qualifying round, though, first. A brilliant victory over Shropshire Dynamo. How was the ending to that game? It must have been pretty nerve-wracking, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game that could have gone either way. Both teams were struggling to find the net, had good chances, but lucky for us, we killed it off in the latter stage of the game. I think it was about 3 or 4 minutes to go. So yeah, I think it was a game that could have gone either way, but no, please have got the result.
And on the back of that, you've had some tricky games, to say the least. So it's very difficult to get a springboard from that. I mean, what have you made of the form of October? I mean, it's tricky playing the likes of Ilkeston, Spalding and Carlton Town, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a tough month. We've been competitive in the majority of games, but we're competitive for probably 45 to 60 minutes, and then we seem to just sort of lose focus. But we've been hit with injuries as well. We've had a lot of injuries. And form obviously comes with confidence as well, but we're not too far away. I've been pleased with the majority. There's been some poor performances, but again, that coincides with injuries you've had, and obviously that brings lack of personnel in key areas, and we're changing things, and that lack of continuity in the squad obviously affects that. But the league's tough, and when you've got a month of fixtures like that, then it's going to be even harder, but been pleased with it with the majority. Obviously, last week was a tough one to take, but obviously they're a decent side. So, not that we accept that, but we have to work harder, and that's us as the management team as well as the squad. So, yeah, it's been a tough month.
I mean, when we spoke a couple of months ago on the Welcome to the NPL shows we did, I think you were under no illusions. It was going to be tough, but it was also going to be a learning curve. And when you look at the Ilkeston match there, you conceded three goals, but in the space of 6 minutes. And it is all about concentration, isn't it, and learning. And, you know, that's what you're doing here in this division this year.
Yeah, and like I say, the teams are physically stronger. They've got a lot more strength and depth. But again, we're a young side. I'll never put that down or put us down to being a young side and let that be an excuse, because I don't believe in that. But yeah, we're learning, and like I said, we come into this league and we're learning every week. And we haven't got the luxury of, like I said in the show beginning of the season, we haven't got the luxury to go out and watch teams and gain a sort of a catalogue of how teams play because of the distance we have to travel. But we're never going to use that as an excuse. We're in this same as everyone else. So ultimately, we have to pick ourselves up and put them excuses to one side, because it's a squad of 16 out there, and ultimately we're left to do one job, and that's a good point. So we need to find a way of doing that. But like I say, it's definitely a as we expected, a more physical league, a tougher league, but again, it's a good league, so it was what we expected. But again, we're learning and we're trying to adapt to that.
So let's talk about Nuneaton Borough then on Saturday, mm-hmm. Because they've not had the best of starts to the season in the step above. You're a huge banana skin for Nuneaton. How do you become that banana skin without giving too much of the tactics away for Saturday?
I mean, again, it's a case of us being underdogs. So there's no pressure. Obviously, it's a break from the league and the pressures of that. And ultimately, yeah, it'd be great to get a result, and that's what we're going in to do. We're not going to go in and play for a draw or hit them on the counter. We're going to be positive in what we do, because we feel like we can hurt teams. So in terms of what we want to do, yeah, we want to go out and win the game. We're not going to put pressure on ourselves. But they've come into a run of form of late. Obviously, two wins and a draw, so they'll be towers up. And I think they've made some signings over the past couple of weeks. So we're not going to be let a league position affect our thoughts. They're step through for a reason. They're obviously a big club, and yeah, it'd be great to get a result. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out and try and support the party and get something out for us in terms of our performances. It'll be great to get a result and carry that into the league and hopefully kickstart that. But again, we're going to go out and play with no fear and go for the win.
And last question, Robert. Big game tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Sounds like you are.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, everything with the cup game brings, and as I say, fantastic support. So we're hoping for a good turnout. And yeah, hopefully supply our fans with a much needed result.
Robbie Mason there, manager of Soham Town Rangers, speaking to me on Friday. And that's it for October's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. We should say we've got a fixture preview for all the ties in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy over on our sister show, Pitching In NPL Show. So look out for that one also on this channel. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.